Economic recovery was the main topic of choice at the latest Wellington Halton Hills federal candidates debate. Just 12 hours after a Wednesday evening debate focused on the environment, the local candidates were up bright and early to share their party's ideals at Thursday morning's debate co-hosted by Centre Wellington and Halton Hills Chambers of Commerce. All candidates in the riding were represented, but NDP's Noor Jahangir was unable to attend due to a personal matter that conflicted with the timing of the event. In her place was Thomas Redman, the issue and policy advisor for the local NDP campaign. Although many topics were touched on, this forum largely centered on COVID's impact on small business and how the federal government will be supporting them and the labor market moving forward through economic recovery. Liberal Melanie Lang highlighted what she called successful programs created through the pandemic, such as the Canada Emergency Wage Subsidy, small business loans up to $60,000 with partially forgivable loan interest, and the Canada Recovery Hiring Program. She said they helped more than 150,000 businesses, charities, nonprofits, and other groups afford rent, mortgages, and other expenses. Further support is needed, however, and she brought up $10 per day childcare as something that will have a huge impact moving forward if the Liberal Party is elected. This is going to allow the re-entry of those individuals, of those parents, mostly women, who were affected by needing to step away from the workforce, and allowing them to re-enter, Lang said. It's a significant investment that we know we're making because that is what's best for Canadians and our workforce. Green Party's Ran Zhu, who works for Guelph MPP Mike Schreiner, said he saw countless small businesses go through bureaucratic nightmares when applying for federal recovery funding. He said Liberal programs aren't benefiting small businesses to the extent they should be, and this isn't limited to just the pandemic programs. In our platform for 2021, we are establishing a federally funded green venture capital fund of $1 billion to support viable, small, local green business startups, Zhu said, adding they wish to streamline approvals for small and medium enterprises as well. Incumbent Michael Chong of the Conservative Party highlighted a few parts of their recovery plan. To support the restaurant industry, Chong said they will introduce a plan to provide a 50% rebate for food and non-alcoholic drinks from Monday to Wednesday for 1 month when it's safe to do so. He said they believe this will bring nearly $1 billion to that sector. Other programs he noted would pay 50% of net new hires' salaries 6 months following the end of emergency benefits and expanded loan and tax credit programs for small businesses over the next 2 years. This election is really about, you know, who do you trust to recover Canada from the economic fallout of the pandemic? Who do you trust to recover our economy from the devastating recession of last year? Chong asked. The NDP representative largely attacked Trudeau and Liberal policies, saying they have done the bare minimum to help workers while the wealthy have benefited. They're making big money while people are struggling to get by, Redman said. Building off our communities with investments in affordable and energy-efficient housing, transportation and energy infrastructure is one part of our plan to create over 1 million additional good, new jobs. People's Party candidate Syl Carroll was also very critical of what he called failed pandemic policies. He said the government needs to get out of the way of businesses who should be creating jobs rather than the government. He reiterated his opposition to mandatory vaccines and passports and advocated to reopen the economy while learning to live with COVID. Our plan includes reopening the economy, while protecting the vulnerable, returning to normal. We are not accepting this new normal, Carroll said. We want our old Canada back, and we will enact policies in Parliament to push Canada in that direction. The candidates meet again Thursday night for a debate around agriculture issues hosted by the Wellington Federation of Agriculture.